Wyoming News is being brought to you by Pals Ace Hardware and Drive Safe Wyoming. Governor Mark Gordon announced the state will extend its COVID health orders through September 30th. However, health officials announced a change that will permit close contact sports in indoor settings. Quote, health officials have been able to continuously evaluate the easing of the restrictions and the resulting impact, the governor's office said in a news release. There were minimal issues identified as a result of outdoor contact sports resuming. Health officials will continue to take specific, measured steps in the easing of orders as conditions warrant. Current health orders allow outdoor gatherings of no more than half of a venue's capacity, with a maximum of 1,000 people permitted, provided that social distancing and increased sanitation measures are implemented. Indoor gatherings in a confined space are still limited to 50 people without restrictions and 250 people if social distancing and sanitation measures are incorporated. Gordon and State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris said the procedures implemented by school districts throughout Wyoming have been successful in limiting the spread of COVID-19. Those measures include social distancing and mask usage by staff and students. No school buildings in Wyoming have been required to close. Wyoming is currently averaging 31 new COVID-19 cases per day. As of yesterday, Wyoming had recorded 3,762 lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19, 676 probable cases, and 46 deaths. 30 households and a pair of hunters have filed tort claims against the Bridger-Teton National Forest, alleging mismanagement of the 2018 Roosevelt Fire caused them personal harm. A Missoula law firm is representing the claimants, who say the Bridger-Teton should have aggressively fought the fire from its onset and that an undocumented burnout operation inadvertently caused the blow-up that devastated the rural Hoback Ranches subdivision. Generally, the U.S. Forest Service fights human-caused fires and allows lightning-caused ones to burn if they aren't immediately threatening homes or critical infrastructure. The claimants, whose damage filings with the U.S. Department of Agriculture are likely to exceed $100 million, say the Bridger-Teton knew there were no lightning strikes in the area September 15th of that year when the fire started, and they should have snuffed the blaze.
These are tips to improve highway safety. This is Cody Beers with YDOT. Don't drink and drive. It's dangerous. It's criminal. And don't ride with anyone who has had too much to drink. Remember, drunk drivers usually kill themselves and their passengers. Serve as a designated driver. Always wear your seatbelt. Avoid travel after midnight, especially on Fridays and Saturdays. Drive defensively. Never drive when tired. The dangers posed when you're tired are similar to those when you're drunk. Arrive alive. Every ride, every time.
Odds are there's an ace right in your neighborhood. With expert advice and the right tools to make your quick fixes even quicker. Around the block, what you need in stock. With people who know their stuff. Welcome to the Home Convenience Store.
The weather's changing, and so is Powell Ace Hardware. They're fully stocked in lawn and leaf bags and pest control for inside and outside your house at Powell Ace Hardware.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Two men, one from Utah, the other from Arizona, were charged with riding motorcycles off-road in Yellowstone National Park and harassing bison on Friday. 25-year-old Dallin McAllister and 36-year-old Tyler McAllister made their appearance in federal court before Judge Kelly Rankin, where they entered pleas of not guilty. However, a visitor posted a video on Facebook showing two motorcyclists riding off-road near Fountain Flats Drive within feet of several bison, including calves. The two could face a court hearing on the matter sometime later this fall. Cowboy draw players have another shot to strike it rich tomorrow after no one won Monday's $1.61 million jackpot, the third largest in the game's history. The jackpot has been on the rise since it was last hit on April 13th and now stands at the $1.6 million. It will have to break $1.881 million
to become the game's second largest prize.
This Look at Wyoming News was brought to us by Ace Hardware of Powell and Drive Safe Wyoming. For KPOW News, I'm Russ Graham.